All men who have laughed heartily and wholly laughed enjoy perfect health. Isn't that wonderful? All people who have joy in their hearts have perfect health. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Happiness, University of Health, here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. And what an announcement I have to make today! Wow! What a joyous, happy, wonderful announcement. All men who have laughed heartily and wholly laughed. All men who have laughed heartily and wholly laughed enjoy perfect health. Should have rephrased that a little bit. But that's true. That's true. Now, for weeks, for months, for years, two people have been courting each other. And believe it or not, they finally decided not only to pop the question, but to set the date and to follow through. So, on Saturday, May 21st, one of our very exceptional students, Gregor Mueller, decided to take the hand of his dearest, most beloved friend and her daughter and get married. And he writes me, "Beloved Herb and family, Rochelle and I got married last Saturday in Montgomery Redwood Park, State Park here in Northern California. It was a wonderful little wedding in the middle of the woods, surrounded by wonderful redwood trees. The party was very small, just a few close friends and some family, just the way I wanted it. Rochelle and I composed the ceremony out of the minister's manual and added some of the things we wanted to be said. Our officiant was a lovely lady who was open to our ideas and truly believes in marriage. There will be more pictures soon. I love you. Love, Gregor." So I wrote Gregor and Rochelle and Bailey, the stepdaughter there, the daughter. "Beloved Gregor and Rochelle, most sincere congratulations. Your marriage is surrounded with my purest love and delight. I know that this is a very important decision for you, for both of you, and you have made it with the fullness, the full awareness of what it means. Marriage means that each of you sees the other, the most wonderful being in the universe, now and always. And that each of you has the encouragement of the other to walk your way of life however you see it is best for yourself. With this freely given encouragement, you delight in the successes and failures of one another, with the same magic and joy that you see in yourself as you are having your adventure of life. I see the three of you, Gregor, Rochelle, and Bailey, are as excited as you can be in knowing this marriage was not made Saturday, but was made on the first moment you saw one another and felt that inner spark of knowing this is my partner and we live in eternal oneness. My blessings for you know no bounds. I love you. Love, your most enthusiastic supporter, Herb." Congratulations, Greg, Rochelle, and Bailey. I am happier than you shall ever understand in your choice of one another as partners for life. We all have things that make us happy. We all have things that all men who have heartily and wholly laughed enjoy perfect health. Gregor has just given me a heartily and wholly laugh of joy and harmony and peace that'll undoubtedly give me eternal life again. And now, how many times I'm going to have eternal life, I don't really know, but it doesn't really matter. It just compounds. You see, we live in dimensions of dimensions of dimensions. And so every dimension I ever choose to live in is going to be a happy dimension, because that's all that I know. That's all that I take into the dimension, and that's all I take out of it. Think about this for yourself now. You have the choice of being happy or not being happy by whatever you do. Now, Gregor, Rochelle, and Bailey, you can be sure, are happy as can be. And they might even say, well, I hope to kiss a pig. I'm so happy, you know. And it's true. It's true. And we are equally happy for him. And the group here at campus will now say congratulations.
Congratulations
to all both
of you, Gregor, Rochelle, and Bailey.
So you see, that's the way it goes. Now, do you think they've made me happier too? By everyone calling out these wonderful things? Congratulations, Rochelle and Gregor and Bailey. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You're all so fantastic, you see. That brings joy to our hearts and tears to our eyes. Tears of laughter, tears of, wow, isn't that beautiful? It is just like seeing a sunset that you cannot even comprehend. It's like seeing the first dew on the morning as it settles on the roses and sort of just begins to awaken and sort of twinkles down the leaves, the petals of the roses, and you think to yourself, golly, can anything be more beautiful than that? Well, so is your marriage. Happiness is something very special in all of us. Laughter doesn't come easily to a lot of people, but just by their choice. If we would just think of your marriage, for instance, all we could do is be happy. If we could just think of your relationship together as being supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, all we could do is be happy. Just like when Heinz and Cynthia gathered forces together. And just like when Katrina and Odahi gathered forces together, they were so happy, they were so delighted with one another. And the other people that we have known in our life, any that you can think of that I don't remember, they're wonderful, absolutely fantastic people. We have a lot of people that are not real close to us that we perform weddings for and baptisms for and all those things. But maybe when I go to Africa next time, there'll be a number of weddings that we can perform. Wouldn't that be fun? Oh, boy. And I tell you, what makes you so happy? What makes you happy is to see people who have made a decision to each walk their own life in their own beautiful way with a friend or a partner that understands them and cooperates with them, and you cooperate with the partner to each walk the path as you see it best. And that's really quite unique, quite unique. If every marriage could be like that, the marriages indeed would be beautiful. I am very much in favor of marriage. I'm very much in favor of weddings. I'm very much in favor of rituals. I'm very much in favor of everything. But I'm not in favor of people making a relationship in which they feel they have no responsibility, in which they feel that they don't have to take care of their families. They don't have to take care of their wives or husbands, you know. They don't have to take care of their children. A relationship in which they feel that they have a right to go and have a dozen children and then go have a dozen children somewhere else, you know. Now, how can they ever begin to take charge of it, take care of it, to be a blessing to those children? Maybe it's best that they don't. But rather, they should not be so productive. A lot of people do these things carelessly and thoughtlessly. And so when you see a couple like Rochelle and Gregor making their decision, you know it is done from the depth of their heart and from the most sincere center of their being. Are we working from the sincere center of our being in all areas of our life? If we are, then truly happiness is ours. Then truly wonderment and joy and peace and harmony and goodness and every wonderful thing that we could ever dream of belongs to us and is ours forevermore. You know what I mean? Life is just so wonderful when you are happy. And your health is so fulfilled when you're happy. Norman Cousins wrote his book on laughter. You know, it healed him from cancer. And, of course, he was very interesting in the way he went about doing it. But you don't have to be such a rich man like him. You don't have to hire people to come in and read comic strips, you know, and so forth. It's what you do yourself. It's what you do yourself. But you see, another thing we don't always understand when we read Norman Cousins, we think, yes, he's so rich, he can afford to do that. He was so sick, he couldn't do it himself. You understand? Mm-hmm. He was so sick, he couldn't read for himself. He let it go too far. But he didn't let it happen because he put the new cause in motion of happiness. and health was given to him, and he lived, perhaps lived yet, many more years, and that was a long time ago. But think of those things. If you ever allow yourself not to be happy, you are silly, because you're throwing away wholeness, and you're throwing away health, and you're throwing away harmony, you're throwing away abundance, you're throwing away everything in life. But if you allow yourself to be supercalifragilisticexpialidocious all the time, my, what a wonderful gift you're giving to yourself. Well, I say, give this gift to yourself with all your heart and all your soul and all your being, and every day and every hour and every minute and every second. Oh, yes. I got a nice phone call from JJ last night, who is in prison, and he was telling me that he was just given a very special award by the people in Alcoholics Anonymous, where he is the chairman of the program. And they sold things to the inmates and then made profit to give to the children's fund and things like that. And they made a great deal of money, and he was so proud of it. And he said, the guys came up to him and said, JJ, how come you're not buying anything? And JJ says, I don't spend my money that way, but you may, you know, and I think it's just wonderful. Well, JJ, you have nothing to eat. You have nothing here. And so they gave him some soda water, but nothing to eat. And they kept the burritos, and they kept the pizzas, they kept the other thing for themselves, and loved it, and he just was thrilled to see it happening. Now, was he happy? Oh my, was he happy. And everything is getting closer and closer and closer to his parole, and he is so delighted to tell me all the details and all the wonderful magic going on and the wonderful things. And he called me, and he asked me to call a man to work on his braces for him here in San Diego. So I called the man, and the man said, sure, glad to stop over at his cell when I go. And so he did. And Joseph said, the man was so thrilled to hear from the University of Healing, to know what the University of Healing was all about, and to know that JJ is a minister in the University of Healing, and that he lives in San Diego. And he said, Joseph, if you choose to be a monk on campus, he said, I'll ride my bike up there to take care of your braces for you.
Oy, oy, oy.
And he says, I will take care of everything for you, because, Joseph, you are a remarkable man. And Joseph was so happy. Naturally, he knows he's a remarkable man, but it's always nice to have people tell you. But he was just so thrilled and so loving and so wonderful. It was one of our fabulous phone calls. And it was very great. So, my loves, have a lovely day, and be happy.
I'll be happy.
Be happy. Be happy. I love you. I love you.
I love you.